exploring the people and places of the Dakota War of 1862. Today's feature reflects on the question of the monument in Mankato. A hanging, no matter the time or place in history, is an ugly thing. Even uglier are the rumors that surround such an event. The taking of human remains, souvenirs, the erecting of a monument to death. The 38 Dakota hanged in the aftermath of the Dakota War were not free of such ugliness. Rick Liebeck is a linguist and teacher living in Mankato.
50 years after the hanging, old-timers who were soldiers during the war formed a small committee because they wanted to mark the exact spot where the gallows had stood. They were afraid, because the town was rapidly expanding, that this would be lost forever. And so they started in their committee work to take testimony from people, not only people who observed the hanging, who were there, but who were soldiers who had observed it. So they restricted their work to old Indian killers, was how it was put in the newspaper in some of these articles. They started to give the testimony, the interesting parts anyway, in newspaper articles. And so there were just all these what I would call white supremacist tales told in the newspaper, you know, the only good Indian is a dead Indian kind of, you know, one-liner things worked into them. So anyway, they put up this monument, and it said, here were hanged 38 Sioux Indians, December 26th, 1862. And that's all it said. And it was controversial pretty much from the beginning, because this was 1912. And this isn't written very much about, but, you know, the death penalty in Minnesota had been abolished.
After years of controversy, the monument simply disappeared one night, no one coming forth to take credit. Now, in this sesquicentennial year, the question of erecting a new monument has once more arisen. But what kind of a monument? Dr. Chuck Lewis is a professor of mass communications at Mankato.
It's amazing how it still resonates today. You know, there's an issue in town now about erecting another monument, and in the Mankato Free Press today, there was an article from someone saying that in no way should we commemorate 38 rapists and murderers. And so the issue is still very much alive today.
John Labatt is a local historian from New Ulm.
Mankato wants to erect a monument to 38 men who were hanged in Mankato. List their names. And I've been maintaining that if they erect a monument, it should be to everybody that was involved. At a minimum, they should also identify those white people killed by Indians in the Dakota War in Blue Earth County, and those people who died in Mankato as a result of the Dakota War after the war. They should also be remembered. There is so much one-sidedness going on in this history.
Exploring the People and Places of the Dakota War of 1862 is a production of Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota communities, made possible with a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The producer was Milt Lee, and the writer, Jamie Lee.